The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
It is that time. That's right. Every week we bring you this tip, and it's something that we always want to be able to share for those of you who think about things like being out on the road, who may be thinking about things about when you're working in a studio or when you're out on stage live and you're part of that crew and you're part of that team and you're trying to make some magic happen. And of course, all of this, you know, would not have happened had I not been able to team up with a very, very cool gentleman by the name of Ken Barr. You guys know him. We are the Road Crew, author of the We Are the Road Crew. And of course, you know, he helped me create the Road Crew Radio Series for Radio Memphis, you know, by getting it started. And of course, we were able to balloon it up from there. And what's even cooler is that when we do these tips, we have different guys and gals that will call in to share, you know, just a little something, you know, just a little something, a little shot in the arm for you on a weekly basis. And, you know, we've been having a lot of fun with that. And so we get to catch up with him from time to time doing this. And I happen to have Ken on the phone with me right now. How are you doing, honey?
I am awesome. Dee, happy birthday.
Thank you. See, and you know, we didn't even do this on purpose. Your rotation just fell this way. And I was like, see, it was meant for you to call me on my birthday.
That's right. It was meant to be.
By the way, Batty is sending love. He's saying, tell Kenny I said hey. And then he just sent me a picture of Foster's beer can.
Wow. Those are good.
That was for you, man. He wanted to make sure you knew that he said hey.
And that's Batty out on tour with Cats in Space.
He is. Awesome. Yes. And he was actually checking in from the road, and he was telling everybody about, you know, how everything was going. And then, you know, of course, you know, it's in the middle of the night for them right now. And with that being said, you know, they're making their way to Glasgow for a show in Glasgow on the 22nd. And so you got a couple more dates with them. And he was talking about how the band's been going crazy. They're doing awesome. Everybody's been well received. And he was even talking about what they were doing as far as with their fans. And of course, he was talking about hanging out with Deep Purple and how everything has been just really, really cool and really good. So he's on for
That's right. Yeah. That's right. They're opening for Deep Purple. That's Holy crap.
I know, right?
That's just great song after great song after great song.
Right. So he's like, he's in heaven and he's got good beer. So, I mean, come on.
That's all you need, purple and good beer. There's nothing else.
So, but he mentioned that he's got a couple more dates with them. And of course, then he's, you know, he's headed back to his camp, and he's got a couple of, he's got a couple things on the back burner. And I asked him, I said, man, is this going to be some stuff that is, you know, that is going to be like, oh my God, what's going on? And he guarantees that it's going to be that way just because it's him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe some longer tours, maybe a lot more road work. I know it's, you know. It would be a cool thing.
It would be a very, very cool thing, you know. Speaking of road tours and road work, road tip. We are, my friend, you and I, we're on number 17. Didn't we just start? Didn't we just start this?
I think so. You sure? Those numbers are racking up quick, boy. Holy.
I know. I'm sort of going, man, this is like, I felt like it's still a newborn baby, but then they're like, man, we're already on 17. I mean, if you think about it, we've been doing this for a couple months.
Yeah, and it's what, 5 months since the first interview that started all this?
It is.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You look back and it's a lot. It's a huge body of work in that short of time. It just happens. Well, you're doing it. And you're caught in the moment. You don't count it. You don't. Mm-mm. You don't see the volume. You know the enormity. But when you step aside and take a look, you're like, wow, that's a lot.
It is a lot. Well, today is special again because one, it's my birthday, and I'm that person because I feel like I need to wear a crown and stuff because I'm that person. But also too, it is Thanksgiving weekend for us here in the States, Thanksgiving week, and you know, and so I can't be happier knowing that I got to talk to you today, you know, because you're so much my family, and I appreciate you so much, Kenny.
I appreciate you too. This has been quite a ride so far.
you're like I'm holding on to the handlebars. And of course with your schedule, and in fact you've been gearing up. I mean, you're not only working and wrapping up a couple of things, but you yourself, you're getting ready to hit the road this weekend too.
I'll be leaving Sunday morning, making stops up and down the East Coast, doing book signings for one of my books, and it's all for charity. We're adopting families and giving them a Christmas with the proceeds, you know, food on the table, something under the tree, because everybody deserves that. Everybody should have that. And I'm going to do the best I can for as many as I can. So
perfect.
That is going to be the next week and a half. I'm sorry, my throat's a little. But yeah, that's, you know, something that means a lot to me, you know.
Perfect.
So that's
awesome.
That's my next thing.
Good for you. Good for you. I know that you've also, it's also something that you're kind of looking forward to and stuff like that, because, you know, you're actually getting to go to some really cool places, you know, and you're getting to go to some cool, you know, cool setups and stuff like that that you've been really kind of wanting to get into anyway. And
yeah, well, the Moravian Bookstore in Pennsylvania, the oldest bookstore mm-hmm. in the United States, mm-hmm. the second oldest in the world. That's huge. And they invited me. And then the All Things Oz Museum in Chittenango, New York. It's the birthplace of L. Frank Baum,
wow.
the guy that wrote Wizard of Oz. And his family curate it still. It's a family thing.
Wow.
You know, I'm talking to, you know, his great, L. Frank Baum's great-grandson, and it's like, all right, yeah, I know I've talked to Gene Simmons and Alice Cooper, but dude, your great-grandpa wrote Wizard
right,
of Oz.
Right, I mean, that's huge. That's big.
Yeah.
You know, that's bigger than anything that we're talking about band-wise. That's huge, you know?
And, you know, they've booked me on local radio morning stuff, and I'm appearing at a silent auction the night before. Whatever we can do to make people aware and get them in, because the more people that come in and buy a book, the more money goes to charity, the more families benefit. So that's why it's important to do all that. So
absolutely.
Yeah, it's, I'm excited. This is new for me, so I'm excited. I wish, you know, I had Batty on my road crew. That would really make...
Batty would have you sold out, man, to the gypsies. Are you kidding? You know?
Yeah.
And he would convince... Of course, he, don't get me wrong. He would make sure that all the people got fed, that they were supposed... You know, that he want, you know, that you was, you know, was wanting to help, and he would make sure you had gifts and everything else. But somehow, some way, there would be some story that came out of something that you would have to do, like, you know, tricks and dance. And you know, be part of the circus and show up in somebody's
yep.
tent, you know, and
tap dancing for nickels out front of the museum. <yep. laughs>
And he'll swear to you that it was part of the deal.
Yeah, gotta do it, part of the deal.
All right, what do you got for me this week for tip number 17 for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series?
Well,
weekly tip.
The first part is a real important part. It's called save your money.
All right.
Well, there's no, you know, we go on the road, we make a lot of money, and we all think we're rich, and, you know, you live large, you eat big dinners, you do whatever. Well, that next tour, you know, they might hire somebody else, or it might not happen, or it might get pushed back.
Mm.
So don't count on it. Mm. Save your money. And if you, that next tour comes, that's fine. It just means more money in your bank.
Mm.
So be careful. And that leads into... like the second half of that is, you know, when you're fielding work, when people are calling you, and you and I talked about this.
Yes.
Tell everybody yes. You know, oh, you want me to work next March? Yes, I'm in. I'm totally in. Tell everybody yes, because if you're offered five things for next March, four of them ain't going to work out, and you'd be lucky to get one. So don't cut your feet off if you don't have to, you know?
There it
and
is.
And if the time comes and two tours came up, well, turn one of your buddies onto the gig you can't take. But say yes to everybody. Never, never, ever say no, because, you know, it's a difficult business, and a lot of times the tours just don't work out the way they were going to.
That's the way it should be. And, you know, the thing about saving money, you know, Kenny, it's funny because nobody thinks about it during that moment. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
it's rock star money. You know, it is. It's like, you know, it's, and that's what, you know, that's the term that we use when you're like, this is not forever. You know what I mean? This is not guaranteed forever, and it's not. It's not even guaranteed for, like, next week. You know? And so being able to, you know, being able to sit down and budget and do these things. And I tell you, you know, when you guys were coming down the ranks, it's not like... It's not like you had, you know, a specific, you know, person, you know, that was like an accountant or somebody to sit you guys down and go, hey, you know what you really should think about doing, you know what I mean? Or you didn't have a lot of people that would, you know, kind of, you know, push you into the idea of going, hey, would you think about doing this? And, you know, isn't that something that you would probably have done different even for you?
Well, my first year or two making real money, you know, I spent... But I also took care of family. But, you know, when I started to meet guys who, you know, got the down payment to their house all from saving just their per diem, not even their paycheck, I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So the money I'm throwing across the bar every day off, I could buy a house with that?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, it costs. And then they do the math for you. It's like you get this much per diem per week, and there's this many weeks on the tour. And I was like, good Lord. So that's when I started saving my per diem. And, you know, my paychecks always got sent home, so I always tried to be frugal with those. But, mm-hmm. you know, you can buy a house just off of your per diem. Or, you know, the down payment, obviously. Mm-hmm. But
Obviously, but still.
So when you see that, it's like the reality. I'm standing in my friend Jimmy's house. He was a guitar tech. And like, yeah, I saved my per diem. Like, oh, my God. So save your money.
You know? You're like,
and if you buy the house and can get trustworthy roommates to, you know, so that you don't have to have a house sitter while you're on tour, even better.
See, you've already mapped this whole thought process out. yeah. See, big difference. Save your money.
You can make a little bit of money go a very long way. So, you know. You're going to do the rock star stuff. You're going to be stupid, but, you know, limit the amount of time you're stupid with your money, you know. Get it out of your system in a month, you know. Go a couple of expensive dinners or whatever, or buy something you don't need, you know, an $800 radio-controlled helicopter or something, you know, you had to have. And then save that money and get yourself into a house and, you know, whatever else you need.
There it is. That's it. Save your money. And, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up because nobody has said that yet. Nobody has said save your money.
Yeah. It's just so easy to feel rich with that, you know, because your pocket gets emptied and then the tour accountant comes over and fills it back up again and you just don't think about it.
And it's all good.
You know, this magical guy with a handful of loot gives you some every week, and you don't even have to ask him.
That's better than Santa Claus. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, we actually used to call the day you get your per diem, St. Per Diem's Day.
Oh, well, see? Perfect. I didn't even know that. St. Per Diem's Day.
Yep, it was a weekly holiday. One time a week, St. Per Diem's Day.
Did you guys, you know, what you should, I could just see it now. It would have been really cool. It's like you had like little stockings at the end of your bunks.
Yeah, right. You know, that would have saved the accountant the headache of us bothering him during his dinner. Like, hey, what's my per diem?
Please, I got to eat and I'm thirsty and yeah, now. I could see you guys doing that.
Maybe the accountant should have put stockings on our bunks and he could have just filled them for us like Santa Claus.
Right. See, it would have been perfect. You know, but it would have been perfect. All right, good job. Tip number 17, save your money. You know, and yet another extension of what you and I have talked about prior, in that you need to make sure that you say yes to every opportunity so that you're never going to be caught without a gig.
Yep, that's my method.
Good deal. Well, listen, sweetheart, I know you need to get you some rest. We'll talk. We're going to text and talk. We'll probably talk beforehand, but I do want to at least make sure and tell you I love you very much. Happy Thanksgiving, okay?
I love you too, sweetheart. Have a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And enjoy your birthday.
I will. I am enjoying my birthday. I'm watching Batty drink beer for me through the messenger.
That's perfect.
I keep getting pictures, and I'm like, I'm feeling it for him, man.
Nice.
Well, listen, baby, we'll talk soon. You get you some rest, okay?
All right, take care, sweetheart.
All right, babe, bye.
Bye.
All right, Mr. Ken Barr for you right here on Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays. That was your weekly road tip brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films. Save your money. And he is so right. He is so right. And it's so easy. And, you know, I even want to compare this to anybody who's even been in, like, the service industry. And when I say service industry, think about it. If you've ever been a waiter, or waitress, or you've been a bartender, stuff too, and you get that money every night, that cash money, okay? And unless you know how to sit down and you know how to budget it, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. I'm just going to get some more tomorrow. It's like, you know, it's like being on the road crew. It's like, no big deal. I'm going to get some more cash next week. But damn, it's all good. There's so many, when it's so liquid like that, you really don't realize how much crosses your fingers and how much goes through your hands and stuff and what you can do with it. So if you're smart, tip number 17, follow what Ken Barr says and make sure that you save your money, because you can do things like put a down payment on a house or make some really cool things happen. How about that?
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.